I'm your host, Viviana Dragani. Welcome back to Global Echoes, Boston's hub for international radio. This is WNTN 1550 AM, and today we will be talking about health and diet with my second guest, who is calling us from beautiful Panama, as you can see. His name is Brendan Eisler, former chemical, biological, and radiological warfare specialist in the U.S. Navy. Welcome to ItaliEco, Brendan.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So first and foremost, what are you saying about your current diet models and the diet model you have come up with?
Okay, so current diets generally right now are in a range between 8 and 24 species in the refrigerator or in the week, right? If you think about it, in the grocery store. So the diet that I'm working with works more closely with a natural diet, like every other animal in nature, whose range of different species is above 60. So we have a 60 minimum, and the agriculture form that produces the species is a permaculture, diverse growing format, which is the opposite of today's modern that we use now, which is a monoculture. It's just one plant planted over and over and over again for miles. You've seen it from the airplane, the squares and the circles. It's a machine-dependent, chemical-dependent farming system that nobody really knows a lot about. But once you learn about it, you start to get the idea that we shouldn't be getting our food this way. We shouldn't be putting this kind of produce into our body. So we eat too narrow of a spectrum currently and from the wrong sources.
Very interesting. And how did you come into this new minimum species concept for optimal human performance?
Well, the nature, I'm not going to find one that eats less than 60 species on a regular. Most of them actually eat quite a bit more. I can give you lots of different examples, but one example would be the howler monkey that everybody likes to see when they come to Panama. And in a three-day observation, that monkey's been seen eating an upwards of 200 different species. So 60 species is just to get a person to really have a drastic or dramatic difference in their athletic performance results. So I can take someone who is on the modern diet now, and as long as I'm sure to give them a 60 species minimum from diverse agriculture methods or from the wild or from the home garden, then that's where we can know as scientists that we're going to see a result. So that's kind of how we've determined the 60 species minimum.
Right. And how long have you been doing this, and how many case studies can you tell me about?
Yeah, so we've been doing this for a decade now. We have hundreds of case studies, but they're still underground in the way that it's a challenge to put together that many species. If I was to ask you right now to go put me together a 60 species diet, culture vegetables or monoculture produce, you wouldn't be able to do it. So there's a learning curve, there's an education. You'll have to search out a permaculturist, an alternative agriculturist who grows in diversity. You would have to go to the wild for some of it, and you have to go to lots of different sources, none of them being a source that you've used in your life in the past, such as the grocery store, etc.
Got you. And just to review, what is hurting us in the modern diets, and what's going to fix it?
Okay, so first of all, the athletic hands, once athletes find out the drag on performance increases that come from this new diet concept, the right way, nutrifying ourselves the right way, it's absolutely amazing. As soon as a diet like this hits a person for 10 days, all sorts of great changes, including mood and sleep schedule, start to take place. So this is really like a really excellent self-care concept. It's free. There's business models in this where poor people who have nothing can start to help provide new diet going to oligarchs and presidents. We sell directly to oligarchs right now. And so this is an excellent business opportunity. It can help a person's life in every way, as I just said. And once people start to realize all of this stuff, the demand for regular grocery store produce is going to go away, which means monocultures are going to go away. And monocultures also, a thing that people don't realize, are killing millions of pollinators all the time. So they're actually a silent threat to our ecology, directly threatening our pollination systems. And so this is going to repair the planet by removing the toxin demand.
Right. And how did you discover this information for yourself?
I had a health issue that I had to cure, and I didn't really want to go pills and doctors and all of that. So I went the all-natural route, and I started figuring things out for myself, and I met other people who have been down here doing this diverse agriculture for 30 different years. I started observing and studying the nature. I fell in love with the nature, and I've been obsessed. So now I'm able to comprise like 100 species diets. My health is gone. I no longer have any problems. And as far as my athletic performance, it's doubled, just like the 500 plus case studies that we have now. So I can challenge everyone to come down here, and we offer a retreat. We just started offering a retreat after the pandemic just recently, where people can come down and get the nutrition with us. The thing is, they could just do this on their own. All they have to do is start finding small farmers, buying everything that they have, and start to stack up a completely non-monoculture refrigerator of 60 species of things and get the same results that I'm getting right wherever they're at. We also have nutritionaldiversity.com, and that is an information resource that we're trying to populate as much as possible. But there's a lot to be learned there for sure. There's some learning curves. There's food conflicts every now and then to know about, but this is really after what I said, right?
And how can people reach out to you, or where can they find more information?
So we have an Instagram, it's Nutritional Diversity. We have a website, nutritionaldiversity.com. We have a retreat website, renacimientoretreats.com. And that's on a Caribbean island in Panama, Bocas del Toro. And you can just come down and see it.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, Brandon Eisler.
For having me.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.